in this evening, which is laced with torments, storms, we, though few, are very blessed to celebrate the feast of a very great saint of the Church that promoted, along with St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but equally devotion to the Sacred Heart of Mary, St. John Eudes. St. John Eudes was born around 1600 in the village of Prie, and there, soon after, he entered the seminary and was ordained a priest for the Diocese of Sées, and then he began his career, first in the seminary, and then he decided to open, because he saw the situation in the Church. Of course, he was a contemporary of St. Vincent de Paul, too, that the situation of the priesthood in the Church, especially in France, was very disastrous. So, I mean, when we think things are bad here today, we should go back then. And so he began a congregation of priests under the title of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Mary, also known as the Eudists, and began to open seminaries. And it grew tremendously, you know, despite the very bad situation in which the Church was. Also, he opened two congregations of nuns to take care of young women who were out in the streets, some of them who had led a life of ill repute, to convert them and to educate them, making them into two wonderful congregations of nuns, the Sisters of Charity and the Sisters of Charity of the Good Shepherd. So he did a lot for the Church, and of course, when it came time, he died in 1680, about 80 years old. He was very much acclaimed as an apostle of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Mary. In addition, he wrote many, many books, which I recommend highly. And I brought one of those just to read to you a few sentences. This one is on the wondrous childhood of the Most Holy Mother of God. And here he has several chapters. I will only read a paragraph or so about the different interpretations of the name of Mary. And he gives 14. I'm only going to read a couple. The 10th interpretation of the name of Mary is given by St. Peter Chrysologus. He says, he teaches that Maria signifies Mare vil Maria, the sea, or the seas. By this we may understand that as God, having assembled the waters in one place, called them the seas, so having gathered together all graces in the Blessed Virgin, he named her Maria to let us know that she is an ocean and an abyss of graces. Abyssus gratiae, says St. John Damascene. An immense sea of mercies, says St. John Chrysostom. Mare spaciosum misericordiae, a sea in which the true Pharaoh has been engulfed and drowned, as is sung in the Greek hymn. O great sea, would that thy waters might again cover the land as with a second deluge, to destroy the many pharaohs that today inhabit it. Who will give me to plunge myself into this abyss? Not indeed as a pharaoh, but as a little drop of water to be lost with thee in the sea of divine love forever, never again to find myself. And that's just two of the 14 interpretations. But they are most beautiful and most blessed. So this is from the book, The Wondrous Childhood of the Most Holy Mother of God, by St. John Eudes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.